That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Good to be with you, America. Patriots, Christians, you've got the Sons of Liberty. We're back for another day of information. It is a war of information, folks. What will be withheld from the American people, and what will the American people decide shall rule over them? Tyranny or liberty? I want to bring up a topic here that just happened recently. To me, anyhow, we were doing our Constitution course. You can see that at constitutioncourse.com. The Sons of Liberty do a weekly Constitution course. It's a 12-week course. It's put on by the Institute on the Constitution, Mr. Michael Anthony Perutka, who is a dear friend of the ministry. He is a patriot. He is a Christian. He understands where law comes from. His three-step formula is, number one, well, it's the American view, as he calls it. There is a God. Our rights come from him, number two. And the purpose of government is to protect those rights. It's found in the Declaration of Independence. And it's also found in Scripture. There is a God. Our rights come from him. When he made Adam and Eve, what was the command to Adam and Eve? Many people don't know that this is found in Scripture. Life, liberty, property. And God blessed them. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and God blessed them, talking about Adam and Eve, a male and a female. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. First he gave them life, then he said, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. Well, then he gave them liberty. How are you going to do that without liberty? And then he said, and subdue it, and have dominion. Over fish of the sea, over fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth, that would be property. So God gives them life by creating them, giving them life. Without life, you can't enjoy any other rights, so all other rights are meaningless. But then he says to them, be fruitful and multiply. Liberty. You have the liberty to do that, folks. You have the liberty to multiply yourself. Hey, you know what? In America, you have that. Other nations, they may regulate the birth rate. Regulating the birth rate. Regulating life. Period. Your life. Your children's lives. or your potential children's lives? Is that liberty? Remember we had Van Jones talking about before. Man, I'm sick of all these Tea Partiers talking about, you know, all this little puny government thing. They call it limited government. I call it a puny government. You know, China takes care of its people. Oh, they do? Expound, Mr. Van Jones. Argentina, man, they're looking out. Germany, they look out for their people. We got this little puny government. No, it's called limited, delegated authorities. Delegated powers. That's what we have so that we can have liberty. Tell us about how China looks out for their people. Do they give them life? Do they give them liberty? How about property? Folks, let's not be confused. Again, we just said at the beginning of the show, what will we be ruled by? Will we be ruled by tyranny? Well, some people say, well, it's not my choice. Yeah, actually, it absolutely is. If it's not your choice, then whose choice is it? I'll tell you whose choice it is. Every American's choice. Every American that chooses to sit by idly and watch the liberties that we have roll away like the tide of the sea, they're going to have tyranny. That choice was theirs. It is yours. You can walk in liberty. Hey, I'll give you another example. Some people say, oh, my life is so crazy. It's so messed up. I'm in the hospital every other week. You know, my boyfriend's not working out. You know, my children, they swear at me. They don't listen to me. Okay, that's a prime example of a situation that is not experiencing liberty. But then you dig a little deeper and you find out, oh, she cheated on her husband. Okay. There's a lack of liberty. She smokes like 6 packs of cigarettes every day. I'm exaggerating. Let's just say 1. That's why she's in the hospital every day. Her children disrespect her because she disrespects her covenant, not only in her marriage, but her covenant to her health. And there is no covenant with God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Paul says it in Corinthians. You want liberty? That's where it starts, right there. Christ is our source of liberty. In our country, our government protects those liberties. But as Benjamin Franklin says, and we're going to talk about this in the second subject because I got in the second segment. Anyways, I suppose if I went to send anything, maybe nobody would have noticed I just said second subject. But I'm being transparent, folks. We have a transparent administration. Excuse me. We have a transparent radio show. Doreen emailed me. And I'm not even sure what state she's from, but she emailed and said, will you please address the issue of the TSA at football games, malls, checkpoints on the roads, etc.? Please let me know when you'll talk about this. So we are going to talk about this, Doreen, next segment here. So I want you to pick up on this. And I want to leave you with this. And think this through. Benjamin Franklin understood, if you want tyranny, that is your choice. If you want liberty, hey, that is your choice. God gave that to you. Will you preserve it? It comes with sacrifice. Sacrifice of carnal desires. Those who desire to give up freedom, liberty, in order to gain security. That's where it comes in. That word is security. We're going to talk about FDR's idea of what security was. Deserve neither one, Benjamin Franklin said. So those that desire to give up freedom in order to gain security will not have, nor do they deserve, either one. You won't get either of them, nor do you deserve it. America, we love liberty. You love liberty, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
All right, folks. Second segment. I promised we would talk about what Doreen emailed on. Will you please address the issues of the TSA at football games? Okay, so we are going to, and Doreen, if you want to call in and share your feedback, I would sure appreciate it. I think it'd be good for America to understand that you are a vigilant, well aware, and awake patriot in this country. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Doreen or anybody else throughout this country, because I know a lot of you folks are irritated and agitated, and you want to preserve and protect your liberty, and you see this for what it is. The issue of TSA at football games, malls, checkpoints on the road, etc. A little more control, shall we say. But the control is only for our safety. We are going to be safer. We are going to be safer if we have more security. We're going to be safer if we could just give up a little bit of our liberties. Just a little bit. And then we're going to get all this safety on the back end of it. It's kind of like this. When I'm a little kid and my parents used to bring us to the movie on Friday night, and we would go to this little box in front of the bank, right? And this is all I knew. And in that box, you put a little card in the box, and boop, this money comes out. I'm a little kid. Don't get this concept. I'm just seeing what's happening here. So then during the week, I say to my parents, can we go, you know, do da-da-da-da? My parents say, well, we don't have any money. And I said, oh, I got the answer. You go to that little box that we go to before the movies. You put in that little card, and you'll get some money, Mom. Come on, let's do it. It's not how it works, folks. You give up a little bit of liberty, put it in that little box. You think you're going to get a whole bunch of freedom back out of that? You're going to get some safety? FDR, well, we better not talk about him yet. We're going to jump to a newscast. I did a little bit of research on this. Again, folks, if you want to talk about this safety, if you want to talk about this TSA at football games, malls, if you want to talk about your safety and well-being, this is for your good, America. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Let's go with this clip. I'm going to give you a little bit of background on this clip here as I find the article here. The lines are a bit longer if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan. Oh, that's just too bad. You know, all those people without their shirts on painted their bodies purple. Now they got to stand outside in the cold Minnesota weather a little bit longer. I don't feel bad that they have to wait in line, but look at the concept here. You know what I drew from this? Is that entertainment makes one stupid. Does it help? I mean, what does entertainment do? You all know the word tane is found in that word entertainment. Tane means to stop from entering in. Entering into what? Knowledge? Liberty? Peace? Prosperity? The more you entertain yourself, the more stupid you get. I really do believe that. Something should be put into you. Christ called us to lay down our lives. And by doing that, what are we saying? We're going to deny ourselves of certain things in order to enhance the lives of others. Not by force, by charity. It will take forever to get through, says Barb Lethander, a Vikings fan, waiting to get inside the dome for kickoff Sunday. It seems a bit excessive. What does, Barb? What could possibly be going on that you have to wait in lines outside of the dome? Let's listen. What is it? What's going on outside of these Vikings games? What could possibly be happening to deny these poor fans immediate entry to watch a bunch of grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball, as Bradley
said. For security reasons, I understand.
Line them up. It's going to take a bit more time to get inside for kickoff this season.
That's the price we pay. That's the world we live in.
Patience, Purple fans. The NFL wants everyone padded down to improve fan safety. They'll check waist up and knee down.
I don't ever mind the security, but that's a little excessive, I would think. It's not the airport.
The stricter and a bit more physical screening policy will impact all 32 teams and the 16 million fans expected to attend games this season.
This is a public facility with 70,000 people going in.
If I'm safe when I'm inside, am I right?
16 million fans! I said in the beginning, we can have tyranny, or we can have liberty. 16 million fans in one dome, in one state, for one team. Why do we have problems in our country? 16 million. I know I've said it. That's astronomical. Imagine what could be done for the sake of liberty to turn our country around with 16 million people. We have Chris from Los Angeles. He's talking about the TSA checkpoints.
Yes.
Tell me about
them,
Chris.
I'm a former Marine, and later I was an Air Force officer and aviator.
Thank you for your service,
Chris.
And
I went to go to the Edwards Air Force Air Show, and they had us go through a two-hour gauntlet that when we were driving through, and I've never seen so many personnel standing there. There's a person standing on the roadway that you had to go through about every 50 yards. And they even had officers out there directing traffic, which I've never seen before. And when we got to the place where we thought we'd walk up to the air show, they had another staging area where they had you go through these metal detectors that weren't even plugged in. And then when they're going through my wife's wallet, they're looking behind every credit card. And I said, "What are you looking for?" And he said, "Well, we're looking for bombs or any weapons." I go, "Do you think you're going to have any weapons in there?"
It's a credit card bomb.
These are Marines. They had Marines, Army, and Air Force security personnel at this air show. All the other air shows I'd been to, if I'd been at a naval air station, it'd be either Marines or naval personnel there. If it was an Air Force air show, it'd be Air Force security personnel. They had everybody there at these things. And I think it was just part of it was a dual conditioning. It was conditioning the troops to go to search the American people And then it was also to condition the American people to go through this ridiculous gauntlet that they made you go through. They wouldn't let you take any water or anything into the air show with you. And they're, you know, they got to walk like 3/4 of a mile from where they had you park your car to go through this one security checkpoint. And then they had you get on buses to drive another 1.5 miles over to where the air show was at.
Chris, can I ask you a question, Chris? Were these TSA agents? I'm sorry,
well,
I missed
that. These were military personnel.
Okay. Can I stop you for a second then?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, and I appreciate everything you're saying. This is Chris. He's calling from Los Angeles, out in California, folks. The Soviet Republic of California? I think Mr. Robert Pratt called it yesterday.
Beyond belief out here.
So you have what you have. It's called conditioning. And, you know, they have this at games. They have this at entertainment parks in Florida where, you know, the guys really aren't doing much. They're just desensitizing you to get used to being screened. Now, open your bag. They stick a stick in there. They're not really looking for anything. They just want you to feel and get conditioned to having to. Do you feel safer now, Chris, after you went through all that security? I mean, did you feel safe when you went to that air show?
No, the whole thing was I could have had my pickup truck loaded with C4 explosive, gone down to the flight line, punched right through the chain link fence, drove down the flight line, and for whatever reason some terrorist would want to do it, you could have detonated. I mean, it's just crazy. It's like that at any baseball game. You could just crash a truck right through the gates there. You know, these people are suicidal. There's nothing that they're going to do that's going to stop them. This is all just to condition the American people.
Thank you very much, Chris, and I appreciate your call. And I'm going to put you on hold. We have a gift for you, and I want you to check this out. Because right now, we all understand that the source of this lawlessness is, I just said before, 16 million people. Let me read a scripture verse. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. This is the prophet, the Hebrew prophet Isaiah, chapter 49. Neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. God can do all that we call upon him to do in righteousness. If a criminal is in prison because he's committed the act of murder, he can call to the judge all day long, but he's going to get nothing. He already violated his contract with society. He lost his liberties. But we in righteousness, as we follow after Christ, when we call on God, his arm is not shortened. Oh, where was God at? He's right here. His glory fills the earth, ready to answer and show himself strong in the behalf of those that love him. And those that are called according to his purpose, he can save. His ear is not heavy, that it can't hear. But, God says, your iniquities have separated, your sins have separated you and your God. Your sins have hid his face from you, and he will not hear you. It's not that he can't, it's that he won't, because of your sin. He goes on, your hands are defiled with blood. How many babies have been aborted in this country? How many times have we turned our head to injustice? And your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies. Oh, they're just white lies. No, they're lies. It turns God's ear from your prayer. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. I'll tell you why. Because 16 million people are pleading that the Vikings kicked the pig ball through the field goal, and that's all they care about. That's the extent of their love for their country. We'll be right back, the Sons of Liberty.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are back, folks, and again, Chris, thank you for calling in. He called in from the Soviet Republic of California. No, it's not the Soviet Republic of California. It is promised a Republican form of government because it is a state in this union. But it's up to the folks to be vigilant. We discussed how entertainment makes one stupid.
Well, I'm just glad I'm safe at my Vikings game as I'm drinking beer and eating pretzels that cost like $12, and I'm screaming at those men in tights. I'm so glad that I'm safe. Security's good. It's great.
We ended our little segment by a quote from Mr. Benjamin Franklin. And folks, if you want to get a Twitter feed, go to Constitution JM or B. Dean My War. But just this morning, I Twittered this Benjamin Franklin quote, "Those who desire to give up freedom in order to gain security will not have, nor do they deserve, either one." Can't do it.
Well, I'm just so glad I gave a little bit of freedom up before I came into the game so I could have a little bit of security.
I want to switch gears to FDR's idea. Now, folks, many of you don't understand where these concepts have came from. Our airports, the TSA. You know, some people say, well, traveling is a privilege. You know, you make a contract and you buy that ticket. You know that you're going to go through TSA. And you know that you basically, I mean, come on. There's no probable cause. Everybody flying a plane, there's no probable cause that you are a criminal, that you have a bomb on you. Yet they search you anyway. They invade your private property, your personal property, your person. Papers or effects. Heck, they go through it all. Article 4 of the Bill of Rights, they destroy it. And they're saying, well, when you buy a ticket, you agree to have your Fourth Amendment violated. Just think with me for a second to check that, counteract that thinking. A TSA agent, who does he work for? Does he work for the airport? Nope. Who does he work for? The federal government. The federal government, who acknowledges the Bill of Rights are walls on the sidelines, not just mere chalk that can be walked over. They are walls, impenetrable walls, rights that cannot be violated. Yet it's your own federal government in a private enterprise airport breaking your Fourth Amendment. It's not even the airport. As a matter of fact, it's mandated in the airports. So don't give me this, well, you made a contract. Yeah, you gave up your rights? No, you don't. And look who's violating them. Your own government, federally. FDR, his unfinished second Bill of Rights. Shocking. ConstitutionCourse.com. You can find that, excuse me, why don't you just go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can click on the Constitution Course. This is some of the stuff that we were learning, and we talked about it last night, and I think it's important to share with you today. And by the way, folks, if you have any feedback on any of these topics, 877-807-9977. When you call in, folks, it gets the country hyped because they understand there's more freedom-loving patriots out there, more Christian men and women that believe in liberty, that this experience cannot fail so long as you are at the helm watching. And I appreciate your feedback as well. It is a great deal of encouragement to others the more they hear others speak of these concepts and these principles. FDR's unfinished second Bill of Rights. You say, well, I didn't know there was a second Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. They were called the Bill of Rights. They all limited federal power, by the way, and most now of the 27 amendments that we have expanded federal power. And this is why, part of the reason why, one of the champions of this expansion of power, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Delano. I said Delano. Sorry about that, Frankie. Second Bill of Rights. The elements of the conception fall into two major categories. This is Franklin Delano Roosevelt making his speech. He says, opportunity and security. Now, here's his introduction. We have come to a clear realization of the fact that true individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. Uh-oh. Economic security and independence. Okay. It depends who's saying that, but that's true. We need security for our economy. That's the government's purpose. We also need independence. Hey, the government's to protect our independence in our economy, not to control it, not to regulate it, right? People who are hungry and out of a job. He says, necessitous men are not free men. People who are hungry and are out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made of. I don't know if he's referring to his multiple terms as president. I'm not sure if that's what he was constituting as a dictatorship until he finally died. And that was how he's removed from office. In our day, these economic truths have been accepted as self-evident. Oh, really? Remember, we hold these truths to be self-evident. He's using a little bit of Declaration of Independence lingo. Hey, I'm down with Thomas. I've read the documents. And trust me, Thomas would be down with what I'm saying right now. We have accepted, so to speak, a second Bill of Rights under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all. Now, this is where we get the scary music in the background.
There's a war on America.
This is what FDR is basically declaring upon you back in 1944, January 11th. And you could search this out. It's going to be on Sons of Liberty Media. You can find that through sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're posting stories every single day that we cover, the topics that we cover on the station. Opportunity. These were the opportunities they had. This is what the government should give to people. The opportunity, the right to a useful and remunerative job. Oh. You know what? I do have a right for a job. And so do you. So go get one. Oh, no. That's not what FDR's idea is. Oh, it's that the government gives you that right. I mean, come on. You're such a stupid human being. I mean, you're dumb, obviously. Dumb American citizen. You can't just go out and get a job. I mean, what are you thinking? No, you come to daddy. We'll tell you where to get your job. The right to a good Education. Seems to me I got a good education when I studied hard and I paid attention. What does he mean by a good education? What is a good education? Oh, a federally mandated curriculum that controls what one learns? Is that a good education? This is FDR, folks. Now, you can understand some of the sources of this ideology. And by the way, it came through a variety of different sources, namely Marx, Lenin, Darwinism, the right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies. Oh, okay, so if the free enterprise system can't monopolize, but it's okay for the federal government to monopolize, because, hey, trust me, I'm with the government. To protect those corporations, large and small, from monopolies. The government is going to give the right, because you have a right as a business person. You have an opportunity. Here's your security, folks, FDR. You have the right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age. Sickness. Oh, there's that word, sickness. Does that denote health? I think it does. Accident and unemployment. You have that right, folks. Yeah, when you get older, shouldn't your family take care of you? Or is that the taxpayer's job to take care of somebody whose family refused to take care of them? That's not the church's job anymore? That's not the voluntary nonprofit's job across the country who derive their energy from charity? Charity is not brought on by force. The government doesn't know how to do anything but force. Remember, he's the bodyguard. That's what he does. He's like the big meathead.
I don't know what to do. I'm not very smart, but I can sure punch somebody out and they get scared of something.
The right to adequate medical care. This is a right, folks. And the opportunity to enjoy, to achieve and enjoy good health. And guess who's the source? Mr. FDR, of course, and the federal government. Because we figured out a way to plunder a whole lot of people to make it better for the rest of the people. And it's called the federal government. Forget federalism. That's a thing of the past. States are barbaric. They don't even know how to treat their people. We need, ta-da, the federal government. And I'm your man, FDR says. I mean, is any of this rhetoric starting to ring a bell in what's going on right now? He's coming in as a savior. The right of every family to have a decent home. This is FDR's unfinished second Bill of Rights. The right of every family to have a decent home. Hey, you know what, folks? I just remodeled my home. I added a bedroom. I paid for it. Because I have a right to a decent home. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Is what you're saying that we need to bulldoze those ghettos and the state needs to create better housing for others at the expense of others? So we legalize theft, but only because we're using it for the greater good. The right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. Hey, seems to me if I go out and work 10 hours a week, I can't provide for my family. Or name that, if I sit on the couch and watch DirecTV all the time. Because you know that's the last utility that one shuts off before they call it quits. Oh yeah, they let the they can't let the electricity go, actually, forgive me. They could let the gas go. They could, let their payments go for their mortgage. Not a big deal. But don't take that DirecTV. Don't touch that. Okay, how much do you need? I'll give it to you right now. Just don't unplug the DirecTV because I've got to watch the Vikings games. And right now the lines are too long because they're doing some security stuff or whatever. And I get really cold because I like to strip almost naked and paint my body different colors to cheer for those Vikings. Don't unplug my DirecTV. Hey, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that I have the right to a decent home and I have the right to adequate food, clothing, and recreation. Vikings games is recreation. It's important. Don't unplug the DirecTV. Let's hear what regulatory czar Mr. Cass Sunstein has to say about FDR's second Bill of Rights. And you can start to understand where these ideologies had their source and their root and how they came to us today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Folks, we're going to get back to FDR's second Bill of Rights, and we're going to talk about what Mr. Cass Sunstein had to say about those. Because as I read them off, you have opportunities, you have security, and those both created new rights, a new Bill of Rights. And a lot of those things sound familiar to what this administration has been trying to pump. Now, this Saturday, I want to encourage you to listen to our show again. Remember, folks, you've got the Sons of Liberty 5 days a week, 6 days a week, excuse me. On Saturdays, we are on from 4 to 6 p.m. And you can also go to the website to find we're on a handful of AM/FM stations across the country as well. That Saturday show, Mr. Bradley Dean will be here and giving you his feedback, his thoughts, and his insights from the Sons of Liberty. And I really encourage you to listen. And anybody who calls in, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do this right now. We talked about the second Bill of Rights that FDR had. What is the original Bill of Rights? I'm not asking you to name them, but just kind of tell me, where are they listed, or what are they? When I say what are they, I'm not saying for you to list them off, but tell me, what are the Bill of Rights? Where do we find them? The Bill of Rights. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. The Bill of Rights. What do we also know them as? We have Mr. Bradley Johnson on the show this Saturday. You're going to want to tune in for this. This is a teacher that has been harassed incessantly by his district simply for having banners up in his room that say, "In God we trust, God bless America, God shed his grace on thee." And now he is being told by the Ninth Circuit Court that he has to pay for the school's legal fees on top of taking down his banners. I'm excited to have that patriot on this show. because he's standing for that which is right, and he is protecting posterity, which is the mission of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International and the Sons of Liberty that you're listening to right now. Now, again, where are the Bill of Rights? How do we also know? What are the Bill of Rights also known as? And if you want the truth, I said it in an earlier segment, 877-807-9977. We have a special gift from Mr. Bradley Dean. It's called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. You're going to completely appreciate this. It shows you what a patriot and a preacher's job is to do, and it shows you one that's actually doing it. So we'll move on to Mr. Cass Sunstein, the regulatory czar. Unfortunately, as discussed by Cass Sunstein, he's a professor of jurisprudence at Chicago School of Law. He's a smart man. He has his credentials. He's got to know what he's doing because of those credentials. Excuse me, Cass, before you can become a regulatory czar. Yeah, we know it's unconstitutional, but, you know, nobody even knows what that means anymore. You need to have credentials. Do you have any, Mr. Cass? Cass responds,
why, yes, I have wonderful credentials. I am a professor of jurisprudence at Chicago School of Law.
And in his book, The Second Bill of Rights, FDR's Unfinished Revolution and Why We Need It More Than Ever, he's literally quoting from this man, FDR's Second Bill of Rights has to this day only been partially implemented in the United States. Sunstein discusses in his book, The History of the Second Bill of Rights, why he believes that it has not yet fully been implemented in the United States, despite the fact that many other countries have implemented it to a much greater degree. Hey, who should we pattern ourselves after? Is there any other country in the world that we should be like? Oh. You mean the world looks to us because of our morality and our great love for each other? Oh, is there flaws in America? Absolutely. That only shows us our duty, folks. We have a seedbed of liberty. Other countries have implemented FDR's Second Bill of Rights. Well, if you look at our country right now in this administration, it's no secret. That was from Mr. Cass Sunstein, who wrote a book on this and praised it and says, you know what, it's not quite implemented, but we need to work a little bit harder. You know what I feel needs to be implemented? If you look here, you have the ACLU of Virginia. They filed a lawsuit, and I got this from Liberty Counsel. You guys are really going to appreciate what these guys do, Liberty Counsel. Again, working for liberty. The ACLU of Virginia filed a lawsuit against Giles County School Board after Narrows High School posted a display on law with 10 equal-size frames, one of which includes the Ten Commandments. Ah! Not the Ten Commandments! Not in a school! It's going to harm the children! What are you thinking, you religious fanatic? I mean, can you just picture that? You walk into a public school and you kind of get inside everybody and you say to them, Ten Commandments. And then all of a sudden the whole school erupts. Did you hear what he just said? He said the Ten Commandments. Yes, folks, the Ten Commandments is one of the equal-sized frames. Also the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, the Mayflower Compact. If I read from you, I'm going to read a little bit from the Magna Carta just for a second. It's pretty long. I won't read the whole thing, I promise.
Page 1 of the Magna Carta. John, by the grace of God. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But this is number 1.
In the first place, we have granted to God... Did you hear? He said God! We can't have the Magna Carta!
That's in the Archives Building in Washington, D.C. They seem to think a great deal of it.
So it's the Mayflower Compact. So it's the Declaration of Independence that all mention God. And hey, what about the law of God that's on the top of our Supreme Court building? I'll bet the Virginia ACLU forgot about all that. No, we don't want law in our society. Are you kidding me? Law impedes upon my freedoms.
No. Please, for a moment, let me digress. Law protects your freedom.
Don't they teach you that when you get your credentials before you work for the ACLU? The school board approved this donated foundation's display, and they hung it. And listen to this. The same display has been upheld 3 times at 2 different federal courts of appeals. Haters of liberty do not stop. Nor must we. Don't let them get a foot in a door, folks, because they're not interested in compromise. They're not interested in helping you. They're not interested in the truth. They're interested in their self and their sick mentalities and their second Bill of Rights, and they will not stop until it's done. And you must dedicate yourself to the same purpose for that which is right, and it's called liberty. And it is in your Bible. That's the source of it. It's in our Constitution. That's the protection of it. We have Matt from Tennessee to answer our question on the Bill of Rights. Matt, how else do we know the Bill of Rights? Where do we find them? By the way, what part of Tennessee are you in? North, south, east, west?
East.
Okay, you're in eastern Tennessee. Okay, so you're kind of close to Minnesota. Just kidding. I bet it's warmer down there. Where else do we know the Bill of Rights? Give me the answer.
The first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution.
Exactly. Now, do you have any historical understanding as to why we had a Bill of Rights? Because in the Constitutional Convention, they did not give us a Bill of Rights.
Well, I think to illustrate that question, I think it would be prudent to keep in mind that Patrick Henry would not be a signatory to the United States Constitution. And because of that fact and further personal ponderance of the Constitution, I have come to the personal conclusion that the Constitution without the first 10 amendments is a pretty scary tyrannical document.
It very well could be. Now, you know the argument for no Bill of Rights is why would we list rights? We couldn't possibly list them all, Hamilton thought. So why even list some? Because eventually, further on down the road in our government, the government may trick the people into thinking that the government is the source of their rights. And if there's no Bill of Rights, we have no protection. But I think, just like you said, Mr. Patrick Henry, who is one of the loudest touters for the Anti-Federalists, who wouldn't sign the Constitution without the Bill of Rights, understood and identified what government could become, and therefore he wanted to secure those rights, and I think they did a good job, don't you?
Pretty good, but I'll tell you what. The more I read the Constitution, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, the second paragraph of Article 6.
We've got 30 seconds, Matt. We've got 30 seconds. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
Yes, I think I can.
Okay, go ahead.
It just says that all treaties made or which shall be made shall become the supreme law of the land. And I know there's a dichotomy in the debate there, but I guess I would have to interpret that paragraph the way the progressives do.
Okay, thank you very much, Matt. We need to talk about that on the next show. We've got 4 seconds. Matt, stay on hold. We're going to send you a gift. We'll be right with you tomorrow on the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, and God bless you, Patriots. Thank you for your calls today. Keep liberty alive in your heart, in your neighbor's heart, and in your nation.